かを守りたいっていう気持ちの、どこが悪いの？みんな、自分の生まれた国や文化が大事なはずでしょう。悪いことだなんて、
私には思えない。
Our government won't even protect our schoolgirls from grooming gangs. Sod off, packy wankers!
Come to the protest, Charlie. The asylum seekers are taking over. They're destroying our soldiers. Come to the protest. Come to the protest and rescue your country. And rescue me. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today, I would like to talk about the phenomenon that is Amelia, the phenomenon that has taken the internet by storm over the last few days. Before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? Could you leave a like and all that stuff? I can subscribe to my Substack. That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all those base interviews and base stuff and stuff I can't put on YouTube, and in-person interviews and vlogs and blogs. And if you like what I do, you can support me at the cost of a pint of beer a month. And also thinking about tidying up to my private Telegram group. Okay, back to the video. Now, Amelia. I've had this purple wig for such a long time, and I've used it always to represent stereotypical left-wing characters. Anyway, I assume that you know what the Amelia phenomenon is. Just in case you don't, perhaps you're American or something, there is a computer game, essentially, that's been put out by a group called Prevent, which aims to prevent young people getting involved in terrorism, but actually focuses on preventing young people from getting involved in what it calls the dangerous far right. And the computer game is called Pathways. In that computer game, you can choose to be Charlie a boy or Charlie a girl. And you meet a girl called Amelia.
Somebody else in the class tells Charlie that this is proof that immigrants are coming to the UK and taking our jobs.
And Amelia basically encourages you to get involved in things like saving your country and stopping grooming gangs and protesting against fake refugees and all of this sort of thing.
Amelia, Charlie's close friend, has made a video encouraging young people in Bridlington to join a political group that seeks to defend English rights.
Amelia is a girl that you meet at your sixth form college, where the other people are very sensibly and normally and boringly dressed, and Amelia isn't. Now, why has this become such a phenomenon from an evolutionary perspective? It has taken off so much, and of course it has. Of course it has. She is now the new symbol of being based, the new symbol of being on the far right or the base right or red pilled or whatever you want to call it. You've got amazing videos that have been made about her. She's now a cult figure, and it's happened due to AI technology and so forth in only about a week. What is it about her? Why has this been such a miscalculation on the part of those that made the game? What were they trying to do? Well, they're trying to make Amelia out to be this evil, nasty, untrustworthy kind of person, and they are projecting onto the right, basically, onto those whom they oppose, their own qualities. Because in general, we talk about, on the left, though, the purple heads, the green heads. And we note that this is something that is common on the left, and it is. You're much more likely to see that on the left than on the right. And the reason is, as I did a video on this years ago, and I did a paper on this as well about many years ago, in which we showed that there is a relationship between dyeing your hair unnatural colours and having depression. People who dye their... why are you dyeing your hair a natural colour? What are you doing? Well, it goes back to what's called aposematism. In nature, bright, unnatural colours signify danger. And so by wearing... by having purple hair, or whatever it happens to be, you are signifying to other people. You're telling them to stay away. Stay away. Now, why are you doing that? Why are you telling them to stay away? Well, one reason is because you are subclinically neurotic. So you're frightened of other people, you're scared of other people, you want other people to basically stay away from you. The second is that you regard yourself as ugly, you regard yourself as unattractive, and so therefore you decide that you will, as it were, take control of that by making yourself unattractive, such that you are at least in control of the fact that you are unattractive. And so for these two reasons, you will find that on the left, where there is high levels of depression and anxiety and that sort of thing, then you're going to get these women that dye their hair unnatural colours. And it's a way of coping with their negative feelings. There is, however, an alternative evolutionary purpose to doing this. And this is, of course, why Amelia is so phenomenally sexually attractive. And that is basically one of the things that we are attracted to in evolutionary terms is novelty. And that's the reason why men tend to find ginger-haired women attractive. There's frequency-dependent selection. There aren't many of them, and therefore they are attractive. It follows that men will find women that dye their hair unnatural colours, an unnatural colour, attractive simply because they are novel. They are unusual. There aren't many of them. Also, what are they saying, potentially, by dyeing their hair purple or whatever it happens to be? On the one hand, yes, you could read it as stay away, particularly if it's congruous with other indicators, you know, wearing dark clothes and anti-racism badges and whatever. Other indicators that they're like that, you could read it that they are just mentally ill or whatever. You could read it like that, and that's perfectly possible. But an alternative interpretation is that they are saying that they are unusual, saying that they are quirky, saying that they are a bit eccentric. And what that takes you, that they don't quite play by the rules, that they're fun, that they're a little bit dangerous, that they're exciting, that they're a bit weird. And that takes you into the realm of the possibility that they are sexually open to you, the possibility that they are an easy sexual conquest, that they are a fast life history strategist, that they are from that kind of world. In much the same way, studies have indicated that men will be more likely to initiate chatting up women that have tattoos, and women that have tattoos are more likely to be sexually promiscuous. Well, what are you doing when you have a tattoo? You are drawing attention to your body. You are kind of you're showing that you're able to cope with pain and the potential dangers involved in getting a tattoo. So that's indicating good genes, but it's also indicating risk taking. And a person that takes risks and whatever is more likely to take sexual risks, more likely to be a fast, efficient strategist. Thirdly, you are potentially, you know, scarring yourself, essentially making yourself look unattractive. And so with the tattoos, and this, of course, is an honesty signal. You're saying, look, I've done this to myself and I'm still attractive. Like a peacock's tail dragging him down. Look, I can cope even with this massive tail. So it's an honesty signal of genetic quality. So it's attractive. And you could argue it's the same thing, perhaps even with purple hair. On the one hand, it's novel, but on the other hand, it's weird and like, ugh. And so therefore you're saying, well, this is an honesty signal of my beauty. Look how beautiful I am, even when I do something to damage the extent to which I might otherwise be beautiful. And so then ironically, this makes the woman more attractive. Notice that the hair is also short. This is also important. In general, men like long hair, and women will sexually compete with other women by telling them, oh yeah, you should cut your hair. They will encourage their competitors to cut their hair while having long hair. They will say to them, oh, your hair looks beautiful. There are studies on this. That women that see other women as a threat are the ones that are going to encourage them to cut their hair. So again, by having relatively short hair, that is an honesty signal of genetic quality. She's saying, look how beautiful I am, even with short hair, even with the encumbrance, as it were, even with the problem of having short hair, I am still beautiful. So this is an honesty signal. This is sexy. Thirdly, you'll note that she has the mole. Now, a lot of the memes that have been generated about her, they remove the mole. She doesn't have a mole, but in the original computer game, she has a mole, or what used to be called a beauty spot. Again, why is this attractive? It's an honesty signal of genetic quality. It's an imperfection which your eye is drawn to, and it's like she's saying, well, look, even with this imperfection, I am still beautiful. So think how beautiful I must be, you know, if I didn't have the imperfection. And also, it's an identifiable flaw. And some people find that that can be attractive. If someone's just too perfect, there's a sense in which that's a turn-off. You bond with them because you have flaws as well. So it's an identifiable flaw. So that itself can be attractive. Similarly, notice that they give her a choker, specifically a choker. What's that about? Well, the neck is the most vulnerable part of the body. The neck, someone puts a hand around you, strangles you, you're dead. So if you wear a choker like that, it's a kind of signalling, look, this is this part. First of all, it's drawing attention to the face, which is pretty, and the neck, and it draws attention to that she has a nice neck, a nice, slender, long neck. But it's also, it's kind of like controlled vulnerability. It's saying, look, I could be killed here. I could be killed here. I'm taking control of this vulnerability by putting this round my neck. And this could, of course, induce feelings of wanting to look after her and be her knight in armour and that sort of thing on a kind of unconscious level. Also, they have her wear almost completely purple and blue. These are quite striking colours and quite unusual colours in nature. So this is another example of her exhibiting via her clothing that she's a bit quirky, that she's a bit unusual, that she's a bit peculiar, that she's a bit eccentric. And this is going to correlate with being high in openness and very possibly adventurous and very possibly sexually adventurous. So I don't know what they were thinking of. But everything about this girl, particularly if you are a sort of a relatively fast life history strategist, a young man, and young men are like that. They want casual sexual encounters. Everything about it is extremely sexy. I don't know what they were thinking. Surely the logical thing would have been to make the evil nationalist girl fat and ugly and really unattractive. Or something like that, but no. They make her incredibly alluring, like a siren that will draw Charlie in. The new Charlie's friend Amelia. I mean, quite apart from the qualities, go to my Substack, and I've watched the thing through. I was most unimpressed by it. I noticed that everybody is they them, except Amelia, who is she her, which is an interesting little thing. But you can. That's why. And so, of course, this person is incredibly attractive, and everything is going to be saying to Charlie, "Go with her. This is your damsel. This is your siren, and she is asking you to rescue Britain. And so, of course, you will rescue Britain. So it really is the most absurd own goal that I've ever seen in terms of left-wing output. And of course now she is going to become the new Pepe the Frog. Of course she is going to become the meme of the red pill, of the based right, or whatever, because she is everything a right-wing man wants. She is highly sexually attractive, she is right-wing and conservative and based, and I'm afraid to say she's a little bit mentally unstable, isn't she? She's adventurous, she's quirky, she's got purple hair. So she on the hot, crazy matrix, you know, is she just right? To be honest, probably not. I would imagine someone like that probably has borderline personality and that used to be on the far left and is now on the far right. And if you were to get involved with her, she'd be crazy and she'd probably cut herself or bruise herself or burn herself or whatever. That's probably the reality, probably. But of course, you can dream. This Amelia is obviously going to be a part of many people's dreams. And that's just fascinating. Unconsciously, do the left have an understanding of evolutionary psychology? And did they realise that this would happen? Because it seemed to me once so obvious that she's just everything that a typical red-pilled man could possibly desire. I hope it's a bit of interest, and tally-ho and all that, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?